Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it
now. Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
513 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you on a Tuesday afternoon. Bands on the beach tonight, 7 o'clock. So make sure you check that one out. Should be good. And if you go over there, you can bring your beach chair. You can bring your cooler there. But don't bring the pets in glass.
Yeah.
Don't want to do that. But anyway, it's going on at 7 o'clock tonight. So you have plenty of time to get over there. It should be a beautiful evening. We'll tap into Austin in a minute here with the forecast. And also looking down the line, 5-day forecast. He'll throw that in there. But now let's get busy and talk about the three important things you should know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, if the this weather scenario seems a lot like deja vu, you might be right. National Hurricane Center issuing the same weather platform we recently saw with Invest 93L. There's no indication of tropical development at this point. Forecasters confirming the system will drift into the Gulf, increasing the chance of tropical downpours along the northern Gulf Coast until the end of the week.
All right. And Pensacola City Council will vote Thursday on a resolution opposing new offshore oil and gas leasing in the Gulf of America. The resolution opposes the inclusion of Eastern Gulf waters in the federal government's latest offshore leasing program. It cites economic and environmental risks to Pensacola's coast. The council will take up the resolution. Once again, it's going to be on Thursday at 5:30 p.m. at City Hall.
Here's your story number three. 65-year-old Denise Webb, a team manager with Families First Network, is charged for multiple child abuse incidents. Happened over at the Lakeview Center. The charges stem from incidents that occurred on April 30th, May 1st, and July 1st. Webb was arrested on two counts of child abuse without great bodily harm. Webb has been placed on administrative leave. She denied the allegations according to the arrest report 515. Sliding through here. Austin Price looking at that weather and local traffic together as promised. On News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Compassion International. Thousands of kids in poverty have waited over a year for a sponsor. You can end their wait today by becoming a Compassion sponsor. Text radio to 83393. Let's see what we're dealing with. Got some backups on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Also got some on Davis Highway. This is going to be if you're traveling eastbound, passing UWF's main entrance, just as you're fixing to merge with Scenic. Also got some backups on 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road and on Palafox Street traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. Last major spot in Pensacola is going to be I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. And last major spot overall is Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for your weather, 93 degrees, low of 81 tonight. Wednesday is going to be pretty warm, but rain chances are going to come into play. Come Thursday, the high is only going to be 89 degrees as a result.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, according to a recent ongoing poll, 68% of Northwest Florida residents say the FBI should reopen its investigation into Hillary Clinton's email server incident. Newly declassified documents showing the agency failed to fully investigate Clinton's private mail server, and the investigation suffered from an extreme lack of effort and due diligence. So we will see something from that, I'm sure.
I guess, yeah. And the cantonment man facing felony charges following a family disturbance. 33-year-old Edward Wickham has been charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, battery, and possession of a firearm by someone with a domestic violence injunction. The incident began when Wickham allegedly threatened a family member with a knife during an argument fueled by drug use. Wickham was booked in Escambia County Jail with a bond set at $17,500.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
5:17 afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for having us on. Detectives here in the state are looking for a woman gone missing. Last seen getting into a man's car, I believe it was a BMW. Even Brown has the report from Miami.
Deputies in Broward County, Florida, say 30-year-old Summer Leo has not been seen or heard from ever since she was spotted getting into a white BMW with Florida tags outside a Fort Lauderdale area Target store Sunday evening. While they won't say why they consider her to be missing and potentially in danger, they're asking for anyone who might have seen her to come forward. The search may now include more of the state, as the vehicle, registered to a man named Timothy Bowman, was spotted as far away as Tampa. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And the executive director of the new State Board of Immigration Enforcement says Florida sheriffs will soon be making independent immigration arrests. Larry Keefe also revealed Tuesday that state law enforcement officials will announce in the coming days a plan to utilize available county jail bed space. Governor DeSantis reiterated that while the state is helping, it's the federal government's responsibility to house and process illegals.
Okay, I want to remind you this, folks. If you are, we were talking about bands on the beach a few minutes ago.
Right.
Tonight, it is the band is 1211. Failed to tell you about that. Good band tonight, 7 o'clock, over on the Casino Beach stage. A father has been arrested after his son accidentally shot himself. Our friends at WOFL Fox 35 down in Orlando, Stephanie Bufamonte, is in Tavares, Florida this afternoon with the details.
Dexter Neal is behind bars after Eustis police say his 5-year-old son got a hold of his gun that he left under a pillow. Neal told officers he often sleeps in the same room with his 5-year-old because his child is autistic and has a fit if he wakes up in the middle of the night alone. He says early in the morning on June 29th, he left the room to go to the bathroom when he heard a loud bang about 10 minutes later. His wife rushed over to their neighbor's house, who happened to be a trauma flight nurse and police officer. Officers say Neal seemed remorseful and took responsibility for his actions. He told officers, quote, "I never sleep with a gun under me. Last night I did, and this is my consequence."
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3, and thank you so much for having us on. Florida man gets multiple life sentences for the sexual abuse and murder of his girlfriend's teen daughter.
Stephen Stearns pleaded no contest in a Kissimmee, Florida courtroom to charges of first-degree murder, but pleaded guilty to 60 counts of sexual battery of 13-year-old Madeline Soto. The girl was the daughter of Stearns' girlfriend at the time of her killing in February of last year. Her body was found in the woods days after she was reported missing. Her father, Tyler Wallace, spoke in court.
"I can't grasp the selfishness of you, the deplorability of your actions."
Investigators found photos and videos of Stearns abusing the girl going back years. He is now being sentenced to 21 life sentences. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
520 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you right here on this Tuesday afternoon edition of News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Are you rushing to an appointment? Have you been late for an appointment? Hebrews 9:27 says, "It is appointed unto man once to die." Unless Christ returns in our lifetime, we all have an appointment with death that none of us will be late for. Possibly the most remarkable thing about Jesus Christ is that he conquered death. He died, but 3 days later, up from the grave, he arose. It is because of his sinless life, substitutionary death, and resurrection from the grave that he now offers sinners like me and you eternal life in heaven with him. I urge you, don't delay. Confess your sin to him and call upon Christ today so that you are prepared for this appointment.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up.
But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider, right now offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
You're at the age where you're ready to retire. You're probably considering downsizing. You've worked hard all of your life, and now it's time for you to enjoy your time. But where? There are many choices when it comes to a retirement community, but there is one you'd really want to know more about. Tune in Thursday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as Tranquil Villas and Myrtle Grove Villas will be the guests to discuss all the great reasons to consider retiring in either retirement community. You'll be glad you did.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 923.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, 5:23, News Radio 92.3. Spencer Davis? Was that Spencer Davis?
Let me check real quick. I believe, yes, Spencer Davis Group, yep.
Now, you see, they tell you you're losing your memory when you get older. My memory is pretty good for, like, if I have to think of something 20 years back.
Yeah,
I got it covered.
Long term, yeah.
Talk to me about yesterday.
What'd you eat for breakfast yesterday?
I have no idea. What's my name? I have no idea. Okay, let's go ahead and get this done. 5:23, a taxpayer-subsidized grocery store is struggling to make ends meet. Here's a story maybe some New Yorkers should take a serious look at. Here's Kelly Sabrini.
Despite receiving tens of millions of dollars since it opened in 2018, the image when you walk inside is jarring. I mean, most of the shelves here are bare. Between produce, meat, to dry goods, you'll find little to nothing here. The store is run by a nonprofit, and the strip mall it lives in is owned by the city. Casey Sunfresh momentarily saw success, but coming out of the pandemic, sales took a downward turn. The store came under new ownership, and then at the same time, crime and loitering here increased as the world opened up again. I spoke to Kansas City, Missouri's Mayor Quentin Lucas. He says other stores in this neighborhood with taxpayer funding are still doing well.
Isn't it amazing? Really is. Okay, 5:24. Yeah. We're sliding through the afternoon here, and it is a beautiful day. Austin's around in a second. He's going to tell you all about that forecast. But now, stocks rallying in the final hours of trading today. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
President Trump says the U.S. and the Philippines have reached a trade deal with the U.S. charging Philippine imports a 19% tariff. In return, U.S. exports to the Philippines will receive zero tariffs. The president also announcing a trade agreement with Indonesia that will eliminate 99% of tariff barriers for American products entering the Indonesian market. Among the S&P 500 sectors, healthcare gained while tech lagged and weighed on the tech-heavy NASDAQ. The Dow winners, Amgen, Caterpillar, and Home Depot. The Dow decliners, Microsoft, NVIDIA, and Goldman Sachs. The Dow rising 179 points, the NASDAQ lower by 81, S&P 500 up 4. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
As promised, 525, Austin Price. Looking at that weather, local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Yeah, let's see what we got here. In our last update from about 10 minutes ago, it was actually looking pretty rough out there, and it still is currently. Got some backups on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. That has actually increased to that congestion being pushed back onto I-110 north. We also have some backups on Davis Highway, traveling eastbound, right as you are about to merge with Scenic in front of UWS main entrance, and on Fairfield Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. That is still giving us some issues as well, and that's just some of the biggest spots. Also got some issues on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, but that's to be expected. As for your weather, 93 degrees, low of 81 tonight. Tomorrow going to be pretty hot, but rainfall chances are going to come into play. And Thursday, 90% chance of showers, high of 89.
Okay, that's your local forecast. Let's go to a national platform here. A heat dome expected to settle over much of the U.S. this week. Here's Emily Walls from Fox 32 in Chicago.
A large portion of the central United States, the southeastern portion of the U.S., under some sort of heat headline, whether that's an advisory, an extreme heat watch, or a warning for the Chicagoland area. Actual air temperatures are going to be in the upper 90s, but once you factor in really high humidity, it's actually going to be feeling more like 105 to 115, so dangerously hot conditions expected by the middle portion of this week. And then a slight cool down is coming our direction for the weekend. But even that cold front is only bringing us back down to the upper 80s to near 90 degrees. So it stays hot.
And former President Obama's office pushing back on recent claims by President Trump about the 2016 election. In the Oval Office Tuesday, Trump brought up a criminal referral from Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard that alleged Obama's White House led the effort to manufacture intelligence that Russia interfered. In a statement, Obama's spokesperson called the claims outrageous, bizarre, and a weak attempt at distraction.
Make sure you got your ticket for that one. It's going to be a good show, let me tell you. Today, Earth set to have one of its shortest days ever recorded. Was that emphasized enough on that?
Yes.
Okay. Tanya J has a story.
Usually when we do stories on long or short days, we're talking about the amount of daylight there will be. You know, spring forward, fall back kind of stories. This one is about the Earth actually completing a full rotation in slightly less time than usual, making today one of the literal shortest days on record. You may not notice it. The difference will be just 1.34 milliseconds less than the standard 24 hours. Chalk it up to differences in the gravitational pull between the Earth and the Moon. If the trend continues, 1 second may need to be subtracted from atomic clocks around 2029, a negative leap second, which has never been done before. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Columbia University taking some action here, suspending and expelling dozens of students for protesting the war in Gaza. Christian Goodwin has more from NYC.
Columbia University revealing it's disciplined more than 70 students for taking part in pro-Palestine protests that took over the campus's Butler Library earlier this year and during Alumni Weekend last year, noting the sanctions include probation, suspensions ranging from 1 year to 3 years, and expulsions. In a statement, the university explains disruptions to academic activities are in violation of its policies and rules, and such violations will necessarily generate consequences. Adding, our institution must focus on delivering on its academic mission for our community. And to create a thriving academic community, there must be respect for each other and the institution's fundamental work, policies, and rules. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
It's hot out there. Dangerously hot. Heat index advisories have been issued for the state with heat values up to 110 degrees across Northwest Florida. So take care of that. Hydrate. Drink water. Sports coming up in 5 on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Angelo Bavaro. Heavy metal icon Ozzy Osbourne is dead at 76. Osbourne was inducted into both the UK and the US Rock and Roll Hall of Fame twice, with Black Sabbath as a solo act as well. In 2020, he revealed he had Parkinson's disease after suffering a fall. House Speaker Mike Johnson canceling upcoming votes starting August recess early tomorrow afternoon amid a push for legislation forcing the release of Jeffrey Epstein records.
When the Epstein records are turned over to the public, which we must do as quickly as possible, we have to also be very judicious and careful about protecting the innocent. I think everybody in the country should understand the necessity of that.
Ghislaine Maxwell's lawyers say they have spoken with the deputy attorney general. America is listening to Fox News.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA Customer Service Department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth and innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, if this weather scenario seems a lot like deja vu, you might be right. The National Hurricane Center is issuing the same weather platform we recently saw with Invest 93L. There is no indication of tropical development at this point, but forecasters confirmed a system will drift into the Gulf, increasing the chance of tropical downpours along the northern Gulf Coast until the end of the week.
Okay, story number two this afternoon. Pensacola City Council is going to vote Thursday on a resolution opposing new offshore oil and gas leasing in the Gulf of America. The resolution opposes the inclusion of Eastern Gulf waters in the federal government's latest offshore leasing program. It does cite economic and environmental risk to Pensacola's coastline. Now, the council will take up the resolution 5:30 Thursday down at City Hall.
And 65-year-old Denise Webb, a team manager with Families First Network, charged with multiple child abuse incidents at the Lakeview Center Children's Services. The charges stem from incidents that occurred on April 30th, May 1st, and July 1st. Webb was arrested on two counts of child abuse without great bodily harm. Webb has been placed on administrative leave. She denied the allegations, at least according to the arrest report.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Gulf Breeze completing phase one of its underground utility conversion. Yeah, what they're doing here is they're burying the power lines, which is very cool. Phase one runs along Highway 98. City manager of Gulf Breeze, Sam Abel, this afternoon.
You know, this is one of those projects that it takes years of planning to even, get started. And so, we're just really excited that, you're actually seeing those utility poles come down now. There was a delay for the last year, and the council have been kind of staying apprised. So progress has been slow going, but those poles are coming down right now.
And Century has been redesignated as a rural community by Florida Commerce, making it eligible to waive matching fund requirements for state programs and grants. This designation, which first occurred in 2022 but lapsed due to paperwork issues, has been reinstated thanks to efforts from Mayor Ben Boutwell and Representative Michelle Salzman. The reinstatement will last until December 31st, allowing Century to reapply formally.
Here's your top sports story this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
There's a new team on top of the Major League Baseball standings, and it's the Milwaukee Brewers.
Got them! 11-game winning streak for your Milwaukee Brewers as they shut out the Mariners 6-0 in Seattle.
Call on FanDuel Sports Network Wisconsin. It's 11 straight for the Brew Crew. They now hold a 60-40 record through 100 games as they beat the Seattle Mariners 6-0. The 11-game win streak is the second longest in franchise history and their longest since 1987. Other games from around the league on Monday, the Toronto Blue Jays beat the New York Yankees 4-1 to extend their lead in the AL East standings. The Philadelphia Phillies with a 3-2 win over the Boston Red Sox in 10 innings. The Kansas City Royals dominating the Chicago Cubs 12-4. And Los Angeles Dodgers defeating the Minnesota Twins 5-2. NFL news. Training camp opens up for a majority of the league today. 26 of 32 teams report today, but some teams are facing contract disputes with some of their star players, and the Dallas Cowboys might be the one making the most noise. All-Pro defensive end Micah Parsons is seeking an extension, but is reporting to camp while negotiations loudly play out. And team owner Jerry Jones is adding fuel to the fire, seemingly taking a dig at Parsons' durability during a media scrum on Monday.
Just because we sign him doesn't mean we're going to have him. He was hurt 6 games last year. Seriously. We've signed, I remember signing a player for the highest paid at the position in the league, and he got knocked out 2/3 of the year, Dak Prescott.
Now, Parsons has not directly responded to Jones' comments, but he did reshare a social media post from former NFL defensive end J.J. Watt, which read, quote, "Anytime you can publicly take a dig at your star quarterback and your star pass rusher simultaneously right before the season begins, you just got to take it. Nothing makes guys want to fight for you more than hearing how upset you are that they got hurt while fighting for you." It's Game On with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Tony Genualdo.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And longtime NFL safety Tyrann Mathieu is retiring from the league after 12 seasons. The 33-year-old made the announcement on social media on Tuesday. He played for the Cardinals, Texans, Chiefs, and Saints, spent his final 3 years in New Orleans.
In LSU.
And yes, he is an LSU product. You know what? Just to kick the Saints while they're down, former standout tight end Jimmy Graham also retiring from the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
And he's retiring as a Saint. He started his 13-year career with the team and played 6 seasons with them, including his final season in 2023.
And he was good. Jimmy was good.
He really
was. He really was a basketball player. I don't know if you know his history or not. But he,
a lot of tight ends play basketball because they're just huge.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, college football right around the corner, and Austin and I are just really ready for this.
Oh, yes.
We are talking about it every minute of the day. It's just around the corner. The Big Ten getting the spotlight today. How about that? Here's Joe Morgan.
In less than 5 weeks, college football makes its return after a long offseason. And the Big Ten Conference will be looking to have its third consecutive national champion. Ohio State and Michigan have won the last 2 college football playoffs, and fans will get to hear from the 2 teams this week at Big Ten Media Days. Buckeyes head coach Ryan Day and select players will speak with the media today from Las Vegas, while Sherrone Moore and 3 players from Michigan take to the podium on Thursday. Ohio State is coming off its first national title since 2014, defeating Notre Dame to win the first edition of the 12-team playoff. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And the WNBA is back in action tonight following the All-Star break. Headlining the 5-game slate is the defending champion New York Liberty hosting the Indiana Fever. That game gets underway at 7. Caitlin Clark remains out due to a groin injury, but it's not all bad, though. 2024 Finals MVP Jaquel Jones will be back for the Liberty after being out since June 19th with an ankle injury.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb with Sports Minute, sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking crows they serve. ACC Media Days are underway, and the 2 biggest storylines in the conference entering the season are the Clemson Tigers and then Bill Belichick's debut season at UNC. For Clemson, the expectations are clear as Dabo Sweeney and Cade Klubnik have what it takes to win an Natty. As for Bill Belichick, his expectations are a bit ambiguous while he makes the immediate transition to the college game, and I would say 8-4 would be a successful first season for Bill at Chapel Hill. I'm Zach Gelb.
For more than half a century, contractors and trade professionals have relied on WeatherGuard for heavy-duty truck and van storage equipment, not just to protect their tools, but to protect their professional reputations. Whether it's inside or outside of work vehicles, a WeatherGuard badge means pros can trust that their hard-earned name is in good hands. Since 1968 and every day since, WeatherGuard has been protecting anything it takes to build a professional reputation. WeatherGuard, established in 1968, proven every day. WeatherGuard.com.
All right, Takis fans, Wendy's knows you love your Takis Fuego chips, so we thought, why not make a Takis Fuego meal with a Takis Fuego chicken sandwich with spicy chicken topped with crushed Takis Fuego chips and creamy corn spread. Plus, it comes with Fuego fries inspired by Takis and a bag of Takis Fuego chips. If we add any more heat, we might start an actual... I told him this would happen.
For an intense new take on Takis chips, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego chips.
Here's today's health news.
Well, Billy Joel gives fans a health update, and Dead & Company will hold its last concert in San Francisco. I saw the Grateful Dead in the late 80s at a place in San Francisco called Winterland, Bill Graham's Winterland. They had two locations. They had one in New York City and one in San Francisco.
Right.
But I got a chance to see the Grateful Dead back in the late 80s at the Winterland event complex. Michelle Pollino is in this afternoon with Fox Rocks.
Fox Rocks.
I'm Michelle Pollino. Billy Joel says he's on the mend after being diagnosed with a rare brain condition that forced him to cancel all upcoming tour dates in May. The legendary piano man pulled out of concerts across North America and England after being diagnosed with normal pressure hydrocephalus, a brain disorder that can impact hearing, vision, balance, and cognitive function. The singer confirmed that his health issues are still being treated. The second part of the HBO Max documentary, Billy Joel and So It Goes, airs Friday. Deadheads who can't make it to Golden Gate Park for Dead & Company's final night in San Francisco will still get a chance to experience it live in IMAX. The band's August 3rd closing show will be streamed to IMAX theaters nationwide beginning at 6 p.m. Pacific. The 3.5-hour cinematic simulcast includes a 20-minute intermission and will cost $40 plus fees. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
And pharmaceutical giant AstraZeneca is planning to invest $50 billion in the U.S. by 2030. President Trump made the announcement today from the White House. The U.K.-based company will build a facility in Virginia. The company also plans to create hundreds of jobs at the Virginia plant.
Big day. Exciting day for Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the Health and Human Services Secretary. He is calling for reforming America's organ donor system. Happening today, here's Tom Rigotti.
An investigation found surgeons attempted to initiate organ retrievals while patients were still alive or improving amid a growing push for increased transplants. The probe by the Health Resources and Services Administration says there were more than 70 canceled organ removals in Kentucky alone that should have been stopped sooner because the patients showed signs of revival. RFK Jr. calls the report horrifying and says the organ procurement organizations that coordinate access to transplants will be held accountable, adding, the entire system must be fixed to ensure that every potential donor's life is treated with the sanctity it deserves. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
All right. Afternoon sliding by 5:45. News Radio 92.3, Austin Price. Of course, looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Yes, absolutely. Let's see what we got here. Luckily, at around this time every afternoon, a lot of our traffic issues begin to subside, and I'm looking at the map here hoping to see that. We do have a little bit of backups on Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards the intersection with Blue Angel Parkway. Also have some on Davis Highway. This is going to be as you are traveling eastbound, merging with Scenic right in front of UWF's main entrance, but that's looking less severe as it was earlier. Same can be said for I-10. That's if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. As for the weather, at least on a local scale, 93 degrees, low of 81 tonight. Going to have some rainfall chances creep in this evening. Really ramp up on your Wednesday, but it's still going to be pretty hot. High of 95. Thursday is where we're going to see the cloudiness and the doom and gloom really take effect, as it's going to be a 90% chance of rainfall on your Thursday with a high of 89.
Aren't you painting a pretty picture this afternoon?
I'm honestly trying to, because I think a lot of people want just a little bit of reprieve from the heat running.
All right. Speaking of that, that's Pensacola's outlook for what's going to be happening weather-wise. Let's go nationally. And you were mentioning the heat. It's going to happen nationally as well. The nationwide heat wave expected hitting triple digits in some areas this week. Meteorologist Alan Klotz has the details in your Fox weather forecast.
The dog days of summer are here as two-thirds of the country sees extreme heat taking over. The most extreme of the heat begins in the central United States for the middle part of the week. Heat advisories have been issued from the northern Gulf Coast into the northern plains and upper Midwest. Today in the Mid-South, heat indices will reach 110 to 115 degrees. By Wednesday, Chicago will have a feels-like temperature over 100 degrees. All of that heat will drift slowly to the east through the week. The heaviest rain will be in the northern border of that extreme heat, bringing thunderstorms to the northern plains and the upper Midwest. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
The Federal Trade Commission wants to crack down on companies that are using false made in the USA tags. Lydia Hu has more on the story for us.
They're concerned that with President Trump's emphasis on making products here in America, supporting the American worker, that retailers could be wrongly claiming to be made in America, and they don't want that. But here's the catch. Determining exactly what can be labeled made in America, it's tricky. The FTC says it means that all or virtually all of the product is made in the USA. So you can see with the virtually all, there is some room to use a few imported parts or ingredients, but just how much? That's the gray area.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent today said he's likely to hash out an extension of President Donald Trump's upcoming trade deadline with China when he meets with his Chinese counterparts in Sweden next week. The two sides in mid-May agreed to a 90-day suspension of most of the heavy tariffs on each other's goods, and that's set to expire on August 12th. CNBC says that Imprint, the five-year-old credit card startup, beat out banks in a competitive bidding process for a new co-branded card from online shopping platform Rakuten. The deal to be announced is the most recent sign that Imprint is gaining traction in the co-branded credit card industry. On Wall Street today, stocks were mixed, with the Dow up nearly 180 points. The S&P 500 set a fresh record by four, and the Nasdaq lost 81. Crude oil futures are above 66 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, a conservative legal group has filed complaints against Cracker Barrel, alleging the restaurant chain is violating civil rights laws through its DEI programs. Here's Ted Lindner.
America First Legal claims Cracker Barrel favors certain employees based on race and gender, citing public filings and internal programs like its Be Bold and Delta leadership initiatives. The complaints point to public documents, internal reports, and Cracker Barrel's own language to allege the company maintains illegal DEI frameworks. The group argues such practices disadvantage white, male, and heterosexual employees. They're urging the EEOC and Tennessee Attorney General to investigate. Cracker Barrel has not yet responded to the claims. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
And President Trump, in case you haven't remembered, is still not a happy camper when it comes to this Fed guy, Jerome Powell. President Trump again taking aim at the chairman of the Federal Reserve, told reporters in the Oval Office today that Jerome Powell is a numbskull over his refusal to lower interest rates. He added that Powell will be out pretty soon, but he wouldn't elaborate on what he meant by that. Last week, Trump said he had no plans to fire him.
And last week, it was knucklehead instead of numbskull.
He's switching up on us everywhere.
Trying to. 551, 9 away from 6, News Radio 92.3, Department of Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says the Trump administration is making good on a promise to enhance aviation safety. Here's Christian Goodwin.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy celebrating the funds Congress approved to help officials modernize air traffic control systems.
They gave us a historic $12.5 billion to start this upgrade, which is absolutely historic.
Speaking at the Experimental Aircraft Association's Air Venture Oshkosh Fly-In Convention in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, unveiling a number of mosaic reforms, modernization of special airworthiness certificates for light sport aircraft.
We're going to remove outdated weight limits on light sport aircraft.
Explaining these FAA rules aim to cut unnecessary regulatory burdens while making recreational flying safer. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And General Motors reporting stronger than expected quarterly earnings. GM posted second quarter revenue of $47 billion and affirmed its full-year guidance despite uncertainty over auto tariffs. CFO Paul Jacobson said tariffs impacted GM's results by $1.1 billion during the period in line with projections. In May, the Detroit automaker lowered its 2025 outlook to include a possible $4 to $5 billion impact from tariffs.
Coke rolling out a new product. You think President Trump had anything to do with this one?
Maybe if it were diet.
Yeah, maybe so. Here's Jenny Casola.
Coca-Cola will start selling a version of Coke using cane sugar in addition to its current sodas. President Trump previously posted that Coca-Cola will switch from using high fructose corn syrup to cane sugar. The company says as part of its ongoing innovation agenda, this fall in the U.S., it plans to launch a soda made with U.S. cane sugar to expand its trademark Coca-Cola product range. It will complement the company's strong core portfolio and offer more choices. Coca-Cola had a mixed spring quarter. Its profit was stronger than expected, though it has been selling fewer cases of its beverages. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
Yes, that absolutely has at least a little bit to do with Trump. 552 here. We will take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with a final check of your roads and weather and some pop culture notes to help ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour on this Tuesday evening edition of News Radio 92.3.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a one-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at GulfCoastAirCare.com or call 934-2768.
If you are a fan of Joann's Fabrics, you're gonna love Daryl Sewing of Pensacola. Daryl Sewing is the largest sewing and embroidery machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering lots of apparel fabric, children's fabric, and quilting fabric, in addition to sewing machine furniture, sewing and embroidery supplies, and notions. Financing is available. 850-438-5444. Remember, Daryl Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
.55 Heads up, Pensacola spinners are on the air. Austin Price is too, as a matter of fact. Looking at the weather and local traffic together.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, seeing a lot of our congestion clear out. That's what we like to see this time every afternoon. Maybe a little bit of backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. But if that's the worst you're dealing with, you've had a pretty good evening. As for your weather, sitting at around 93 degrees, low of 81 tonight. Got some very slight rainfall chances bleeding into your Wednesday. They're going to ramp up in the latter half. We're going to see a high of 95 throughout the first half of your Wednesday. Come Thursday, though, first half of that day, we've got a 90% chance of showers currently projected with a high of just 89 degrees.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Fighter jet, which earned social media fame during a month-long tropical layover, is finally taken to the skies. Not familiar with this one. How about you? Here we go. Here's Fox's Jonathan Savage.
According to online memes, the British F-35B enjoyed local street food and left five-star reviews. In reality, the fighter jet was stuck in southern India for reasons far less pleasurable. Issues with its hydraulics and auxiliary power unit. It ran into bad weather while on a mission over the Arabian Sea and couldn't return to its aircraft carrier base. Getting the $115 million stealth fighter fixed took British engineers over a month. Perhaps it was them enjoying Kerala State's touristic pleasures. In London, Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
And actor Jimmy Hunt is dead at the age of 85. As a young boy, he starred in dozens of films, including Invaders from Mars, Cheaper by the Dozen, Pitfall, and Wrong Number. He also played Ronald Reagan's son in the 1950 film Louisa. He acted from 1945 until 1953 when he retired at just the age of 14. Hunt's daughter-in-law told The Hollywood Reporter he had a heart attack 6 weeks ago and passed away Friday in a California hospital.
The fourth season of Ted Lasso is officially underway as the teaser for the fourth season has officially come out. Here's Michelle Polino with more.
Ted Lasso is officially back in action. Season 4 began filming Monday with series star Jason Sudeikis and much of the original cast returning after months of rumors following the season 3 finale in May of 2023. Apple TV Plus confirmed a new season in March. Sudeikis was the only name initially announced, but Hannah Waddingham, Brett Goldstein, and Jeremy Swift, who play Rebecca Welton, Roy Kent, and Leslie Higgins, are all returning, along with Juno Temple, who plays Keely Jones, and Brendan Hunt, Coach Beard. Season 4 will see Ted Lasso step into the role of coach for a women's soccer team. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And comedians and other late-night hosts are standing behind Stephen Colbert following The Late Show being canceled by CBS. You heard some chatter about this yesterday from us, but we've since gotten some more reactions. The Daily Show host Jon Stewart spent a segment of Monday's episode defending Colbert in a profanity-fueled monologue. Meanwhile, David Letterman's team posted a 20-minute supercut on YouTube that features jokes that Letterman made about CBS's expense during his 22 years as host of The Late Show. And Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers, John Oliver, and the aforementioned Jon Stewart also all made cameos on The Late Show last night.
Now, this is something that's going to be really interesting. I want you to listen very closely to this. Fox Nation has teamed up with Real American Freestyle for a new wrestling league. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for some wrestling?
Yeah, I guess so.
Here we go. Here's Michelle. She's back.
Fox Nation is stepping into the ring as the executive broadcast partner for Hulk Hogan and Eric Bischoff's new wrestling venture, Real American Freestyle. The first event, RAF 01, will take place Saturday, August 30th at the Wolstein Center in Cleveland, with a second event planned for this fall. The venue is to be announced. Both will stream on Fox News' streaming subscription platform. Real American Freestyle, or RAF, combines Olympic-style amateur wrestling with the showmanship of pro wrestling. The league is led by Hogan, Bischoff, and entrepreneur Chad Bronstein. Hogan, serving as commissioner, added, "Fox Nation is synergistic with our brand. They understand the importance of bringing this sport to the masses." Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Escambia County conducting a public meeting tomorrow, 5:30, over at the Lexington Terrace Community Center, located on Old Quarry Field Road. The event's designed to discuss the neighborhood incompatible land use ideas. There you go. 5:30 tomorrow afternoon. Coming up in 12 minutes, we'll look at some more news for you. This is News Radio 92.3.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.